Welcome to Harvest Valley Worship Center's Sermon of the Week. You can discover more about our church, pastors, and special guests at hvwc.com. We hope that you are blessed by today's message.
Before I begin, these thoughts have been running through my mind. I've studied the universe some, and I'll just go over a few of those things. Our solar system is 7,400,000,000 miles across. But our galaxy is 100,000 light years across. What's a light year? It's what light will travel in a year. Well, light, the speed of light, would go around the Earth 7.5 times in 1 second. Scientists, astronomers have, with the Hubble telescope, or there's one more powerful now, they focused on one spot in the sky, and they couldn't believe what they saw. 10,000 galaxies in one spot. Why am I saying all this? That's who loves us. That's the one who wants to have a relationship with us. He's so much greater than we can imagine. But he loves us and he wants us. He wants us more than we want him. So that was free. I'm going to speak today on what happens when we open our mouth. When God speaks, he creates. In Hebrews 11:3, it says, faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, and the invisible realm gave birth to all that is seen. He spoke it from his mouth. What does that to do with us? I'd like to propose to you that we have the same DNA as our Father, divine nature of the Almighty. What he possesses, he gave us. He made us in his own likeness and image. In the Gospels, in Mark, Jesus was talking to some critics, and he's told them, he says, my words are spirit, and they are life. The words that we speak so many times we don't realize and know, they are spirit and they are life. It's a supernatural thing. In James 3:5, it says, and the tongue is a small part of the body, but it carries great power. And another one, Proverbs 18:21, most of us have heard it as life and death are in the power of the tongue. The Passion says, your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. Wow, think about that. What we speak, this mouth of ours has such great power. We need to see this clearly so that we realize what's happening when God spoke and the invisible realm gave birth to what is seen. I'd like to ask you, what are we giving birth to with our mouths? In no way am I, coming from a negative, this is just, Holy Spirit wants us to realize the power of our words. And when something negative starts to come out, it will go, and we won't even say it. When we hear someone talking about someone else in a gossipy way, we'll go, turn around and leave. I'm not having any part of that. Our words create the world that we live in. Imagine that, what we speak. If you get up in the morning and say, this is a beautiful day and I will rejoice and be glad in it. God's Spirit lives in me and I'm full of life. You're setting yourself up for a really good day. But if you get up in the morning and go, I feel like a truck run over me. Probably not going to have a good day. So it's what we speak affects our lives and others' lives in such a drastic way. Maybe a month ago, I led communion, as my wife did this morning, which she did a beautiful job. And I spoke on this mouth is the divine oracle of the Almighty God. He made it that way. In the Old Testament, an oracle was usually the prophet, because they're the ones that heard from God. They're the ones that spoke mysteries that nobody else knew about. I'd like to propose that today, those oracles are you and I. What is an oracle? It's someone or something that reveals the revelation of God, the secret hidden things of God that nobody knows. Words of prophecy, they're an oracle, because they're not seeing from the human eyes, they're seeing from God's eyes, and then you speak what God shows you about someone. People around us should come to life wherever we go because of this, the power that God has given us. There's a lot of hopeless people in the world. I'm sure that we all run into them every day. People are hopeless. They're looking for something. You can be the oasis for those people. They will come and drink of the well of hope that's in your life, that you carry. God that made the universe that lives in you. He who has the most hope has the most influence in life. People don't want to follow somebody that's always down and out and everything's always wrong and everything's bad. But people will be attracted to the hope that is in you and me. And when we speak that hope, people will be attracted to that. So, just to make it so very clear, you and I are the divine oracle, our mouth is the divine oracle for people to encounter God. That's usually the way it happens. Sometimes God comes down and encounters someone, but more times than not, it's by someone speaking to someone else. The love and the mercy and the compassion and the grace of God, it draws that person's heart in. And so it will change everything. This mouth right here will change everything in someone's life. And it will rescue them from a life of who knows what, you know, a life of sin, a life of sadness, a life of hopelessness. Our mouths will rescue those people. God will use our mouth. He's the one that does the rescuing. So in Romans 12:8, it lists the gift of encouragement as a gift of the Spirit. I didn't know that for a long time, that the gift of encouragement is a gift of the Spirit. Why is encouragement such a big deal? Because God knows it will change somebody's life. There are so many people, that's all they need is someone to encourage them, someone to bring life and to release the life that comes from heaven to them. So when we are encouraging someone, we need to realize these words that I am speaking, they're supernatural words because God made it that way. They're supernatural words and they come with the power to transform. Because many times A word of encouragement is straight from Father's heart. And when it comes from his heart, it has the power to transform. Does that make sense to anyone here? Yeah, it's God gave us a choice between life and death, hopelessness or hope. He gave us a choice, and it's we live in a fallen world, and it's easy to follow negative stuff and to be downtrodden. You and I need to remember who it is that lives in here. We have no business being hopeless. If you're hopeless, you're believing a lie from the enemy. It's as simple as that. So when you're believing that stuff and feel hopeless and, oh, this report's bad, it's a lie. It's a lie. And we need to be wise to that and not believe it anymore. Amen. I would say that most of the people in this room, probably all the people, have the gift of encouragement flowing through their life. Because when God comes in, he makes you want to love people and help people and encourage people. To see their lives transform like God transformed your life. So words of prophecy are another big deal. How many of you have received a prophetic word in your life? Yeah. Most. I'd like to give you a picture of this, and it's from Bill Johnson, but he says, God doesn't see things as we see them in time. He looks at our whole life outside of time. And God will take from your present, and he will go into your future and bring that reality that he has created you to be and that you're walking in, and he will bring it back here, and he will give it to you. And tell you who you really are and what you really carry so that you know he gives you the strength and you will know and have the strength and the belief in yourself and in him to make it to that point in the future. That's what prophecy is. It's seeing things that you would never be able to see without God. Seeing with his eyes, seeing the hidden treasures in each person, and then telling them so. Do words of prophecy just automatically come true? I think that you have to go after that word and own it. I think that if you just shrug it off and go, you're probably not going to walk in that ever. But if it's a true word of prophecy, it comes with the power to transform. And if we grasp a hold of that and lock onto it and go, this is who I am, and confess it. There we go, back to the mouth, confessing it. Sooner or later, we will walk in that. When I was like 15 years old, this man told me, you have the gift of healing in your life. I'd never ever seen anyone healed. And he says, one day you will speak the oracles of God. And it took a long time for that to happen, but it happened because I believed it. Even though it took a long time, I still believed it. Sometimes I look at my life now. 10 years ago, I would never have stood in front of anyone and spoke. My wife wouldn't have either. We'd run and hide somewhere. But it's the work of the Holy Spirit. As powerful as our tongue is to bring life, God gave us a choice, life or death. And it's just as powerful the other way, to be negative. In James, it says it's like a forest fire. It starts a fire that can't be put out. It sets the whole world aflame. So that's why we need to be so intent and careful about what we speak, When a negative thought comes in your mind, there's a speed bump right there. And Holy Spirit speed bump. And it goes, oh, let's back off of that. Zip it. So when we run into somebody, say we run into a person and they're having a terrible day, they're having a really bad day, and they come and they just dump their whole load of whatever they're in on you, boy, it's so easy to respond with something negative back. Tell them just the way it is. But if our inner world is that of peace and God's presence and His holy presence in you, we can respond in a totally different way. I'm sorry you're having a bad day. Do you know that God loves you and He wants you to be His very own? Do you know that even though your day is going bad, your life can be full of God's glory and His life and His love? Likely, that person, after hearing that, will probably have a better day. And it may just change their life because they're not expecting that at all from anyone. They've probably been put down so many times, they don't know how to respond to somebody that will actually respond in love, like Jesus showed us how to do. Bless those who curse you. Do I always get that right? No. Does anybody in here get that just right and perfect every time? But it's like a tube of toothpaste. I'm sure you've heard this analogy, but if you step on that thing, what's inside is going to be revealed. So when a person like that comes up and they step on you, so to speak, what's inside of us will be revealed. If it's peace and joy and love and kindness and compassion, that's going to come right out of our mouth. If it's the presence of God, it will come with the power. I've had people that don't even know the Lord come up to me and go, there's some weird vibration about you. I don't never have felt that before. It's like they didn't know how to put it into words, but yeah. So it's hard to hide that fire that's inside of us when we're walking close with the Lord. But if a person pulls out in front of you in traffic, what will we do then? I can say I've done the wrong thing a number of times. I rebuke the spirit of stupid off of you. Really, what I meant to say is I'm going to pray for you that you learn how to drive right so that you don't kill someone. Has anyone ever done that? You're not supposed to lay hands on them, though. So I'm not a long-winded preacher at all, but I'd like to just review what we've talked about. We have our Father's DNA to create and give birth. Things that when we speak with our mouths, we will give birth to what God wants us to give birth to. We can't speak from our fleshly side. We have to speak from the Spirit of God. Because if we speak from our fleshly side, we're creating something that we don't want. And that's probably many of our problems come from, is we spoke something that we shouldn't have spoke, and now we're dealing with the consequences. Our worlds absolutely create the world that we live in. Our mouths are divine oracles of God, used by God to transform someone's life. I will never forget that ever again. My mouth is a divine oracle. I can bring heaven to earth through what I speak. We are an oasis of hope and encouragement to those around us. wherever we go, people should come to life because of the atmosphere that we carry inside of us. It's catchy. I mean, it's powerful. And he will touch people just by you being you and me being me. We need to watch what we say, because we realize that we are creating something when we speak. Has anybody ever thought about it just like that? Yeah, that's good. We need to cultivate an atmosphere of his presence in our inner world, in our inner atmosphere, so that when we are squeezed, heaven will come out of our mouth. Can everyone just stand? Can we just declare together, Father, I am your child. You made me in your image. I carry your DNA. And what I speak is so powerful. My mouth is a divine oracle, created by God to touch other people and to bring heaven to earth. I am more than a conqueror because of him who loves me. I can do all things through Christ. And I will watch what I say and only speak life. When I am squeezed, heaven will come out of my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Harvest Valley Worship Center is called to be a refuge for healing and a launch pad for transformation. If this message impacted you today, please let us know in a comment, or you can email us at media@hvwc.com. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to connecting with you.